Chapter 2. At noon, the C-train was mostly empty. Caitlin shared her car with only a few transit workers at the far end, and a young Hispanic couple somehow cuddling around their backpacks. Smelling of bubblegum, the only flavor of bath bubbles she could find in the apartment, Caitlin headed toward the Brooklyn International School, which offered 8th to 12th grade for English language learners. A large number of students were not just immigrants but refugees, many of them suffering from a wide range of traumas. Caitlin usually visited the school one afternoon a week to conduct individual therapy sessions, but with all her recent trips, she hadn't been able to find any free afternoons. Earlier in the week, she'd received an email asking her to please come on an off day. One student in particular was proving especially difficult to reach. Caitlin leaned her head back on the glass window of the train and stared at ads for a mini-storage chain. Ordinarily, she'd have been rereading the email from the school and thinking about the student. But she couldn't keep her mind off of Arfa and the presence they had both felt in the room. Most of the time, his behavior could be passed off as random feline weirdness, but the inexplicably rippling fur gnawed at her. The experience had blindsided her and filled her with a thought that stubbornly refused to go away. Did I bring something back with me from Galdercon? Or, like an animal, has something sniffed me out? Or was it neither of those? Reason argued against them, but reason had too many enemies now. Reality was suddenly very, very difficult to know and impossible to quantify. Souls from an ancient civilization had been stretching through time, trying to bond with souls in the modern day to complete a ritual. Caitlin had interceded, used a self-induced trance to place herself between then and now, breaking the connection. But it wasn't like an electric circuit, where the lines were cut and the energy died. This was different. It had been like walking through a graveyard, where the ghosts were visible, aggressive, and...